Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is founder and president of Heckman Financial right here in Silicon Valley. Today, we're going to be talking about bad money habits that you need to break in 2021. Here's the phone number you need today, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. You'll hear us talk about Eric's blueprint to worry less wealth. This is something that he has designed specifically for retirees or pre-retirees, and getting this blueprint could help you plan out your retirement. This is complimentary. Eric always says you have to have a written plan, and he will help you with it. So reach out to us, 800-454-1184, or you can also check us out anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. Eric, a big hello to you.
Well, hey, Luann, it's always good to be helping people and figuring out how to do what you should be doing and how to stop doing what you shouldn't be doing, right?
So exactly.
It, you know, there's a lot of things that we all know, but even famous golfers, Tiger Woods, all these different people, they all have coaches. Everybody has, you know, all these high performer type people still have coaches. Not that they don't know what they should be doing, but they need to be reminded. So again, that's what we're here for today, to help figure that part out.
Right. And we have an article called the 20 Bad Money Habits to Break in this year. Okay. And so 3 out of 4 Americans, it says, they don't have a written financial plan. Okay. And you always say you've got to have that going into retirement. So, you know, you don't want to wing it as you're headed into a brand new phase of life. How can we break the habit, though, of living without a budget, as many people do?
Yeah, well, that's one of those things where you just got to, you know, start taking action. So, I mean, there's a couple simple things. You know, living without a budget, I guess, isn't so bad as long as you're saving tons of money and you have tons of money, right? Well, in case you don't, right, then that's when you probably should have a budget. And so, of course, there's a few things, you know, just payroll deducted type of savings accounts like 401ks and such. So that's a lot nicer and easier just because it doesn't get to you, right? So you can't spend it on accident. But then beyond that, how do you just not spend too much? How do you spend things on the right things? Well, I mean, one of the easiest things is just figuring out your fixed costs. So if you just add up all your fixed costs, that's one of the best ways to figure that out. So, you know, rent or mortgage and insurances and all these things. But then you also got to flip them all to a monthly amount, because some things like homeowners insurance maybe only once a year, car twice a year, you know, certain things aren't every single month. So if you add up all those fixed costs and use them as a monthly mode, then you know how much you have to be spending just on that stuff. Well, then everything else is the variable. So, you know, if you're, say your take home pays $5,000 and you got $3,000 of fixed costs every month, well, then, you know, you have $2,000 for everything else. So that means your credit card bill better not be over $2,000, right?
Right.
you know, your ATM withdrawals, all those other things. So that could be an easy way to do it. So if you're having a hard time budgeting, at least that's something where you could, you know, just have at least some basic amounts going. And I find that's a lot easier than tracking every single dime, every single penny. And, you know, people at least, yeah, if you start thinking about the fixed versus variable, it's a lot better way to go.
You know what? I think about when you were talking about some people just spending freely, it reminds me of a guy in college, my husband's fraternity brother, and he had a checkbook and he would write it down, but he never balanced it because his parents were very wealthy and he didn't have to. You know, he just kept track of what he spent. And I wonder if he's that complacent now to this day, you know, as he's 60 some years old, because being complacent is a bad habit that we can all have. We don't make regular adjustments, maybe to our portfolio, or pay attention to those fees that we might be paying. Maybe we're in financial institutions that we're kind of not too happy with, but we're just not doing anything. How does working with someone like you, Eric, help us keep from becoming too complacent with our retirement money?
Yeah, I mean, obviously when things are going up and things are all good, yeah, it is really easy to get complacent when things go crazy, like 2020, then that can be a little different, right? So that's when people start maybe paying attention some. But then once things get okay, then they just start ignoring it. You know, I find a lot of people are actually working with either, you know, the robo stuff, right, the online stuff, or they're working with just really an investment manager. And that person may not really do much in terms of their overall financial planning and spending and things like that. So that's one of the things that I think people need to be doing. And just like you're, you know, anytime you're driving down the highway or something, you look back at your GPS every once in a while, make sure you're going the right direction. And same thing with your finances. Every once in a while, you got to kind of check in to see, okay, am I still on track? I mean, I know I checked it a year ago. Well, what's happened in the last year? Hopefully I've saved more money. Hopefully I have more money built up, but did I? Right. So am I closer, farther from that goal, that destination? And I think it's one of the critical things that people, unfortunately, you know, don't take the time to do. So that's definitely one that I think more and more people should be, you know, taking some time out and saying, hey, you know, let's figure out where we are. And so, I mean, one of the things we do here at Heckman Financial really is to help people do that process. We've got a trademark process called the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. And we want you to worry less about your money and more about having fun, enjoying life. And so one of the first things we do is we actually, after we talk with somebody, we have find out what their worries are, their concerns. Then we actually have been waiving the fee now for people for doing the second meeting. And what we're doing is we're developing that plan. We're showing you what that income plan that you have is now. You got one, even if you don't know what it looks like. And so we'll get you that plan so you can see it on the screen. And then, you know, we're going to go through that investment plan. How much risk do you have? We're going to also look at the tax aspects. Those taxes have a ton of factors on income and investments, obviously. So they are all three interrelated. And then, of course, healthcare before 65, after 65, long-term care issues. And then lastly, legacy. Who's going to get your stuff, right? And how can you make sure the right people get it? So, you know, those are the five areas, the blueprint to worry less wealth. It's something we're not charging our fee right now for this planning process. So if that's something you want to take advantage of, all you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, leave us a message at 800-454-1184, or you can follow up online and book directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
We're talking about bad money habits that we need to break, especially as we're heading into retirement. We're highlighting just the ones that have to do with retirees. Another one is leaving tax breaks on the table, okay? So we've got to have a tax-efficient retirement strategy so that we can, you know, keep our own money in our own pockets. How can we do that? How do you help people have a tax-efficient strategy?
Well, one of the biggest things right now is, you know, taxes have been on sale. Taxes have been the lowest that they've ever been. Yet there's been trillions and trillions of dollars of government bailouts. The Fed's been printing trillions of dollars. There's going to be a change. You know, there's going to be something that's going to happen, right? You can't just keep going back to the budget question. You can't just keep racking up credit card bills and not paying for them. And that's really what the government's been doing. So one of the things that, yeah, you have to be paying attention to for retirement is taxes. I mean, it's a huge one. So if you're putting everything in your 401ks and it's all deferred to later to be taxed at whatever the rate the government decides they want to be then, that's pretty scary. So yeah, we've been doing a lot of tax talks with people and helping them figure out, okay, should we be doing Roth conversions? Should we be using other, you know, tax strategies that are tax-free, that are tax-deferred? You know, everything you do, taxes, you know, really has a huge part, right? I mean, if you make 10%, but you lose a third to the government, well, okay, how about you can make, you know, 8% and not lose the third? Well, hey, that's a lot better deal, right? Uh-huh. So if you want to get a little bit more information about how to be successful in retirement, we do actually have a great report called Taxes. Are You Paying Too Much in Retirement? So what we can do is we can send that to you via text. All you have to do is text the word taxes, T-A-X-E-S, to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word taxes to 800-454-1184, and we'll send you a link to download that report right away. And also, you can find that online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, and we have a lot more to get to, so stick around.
In a time of social distancing, your financial future doesn't have to take a back seat. Join Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and special guest Tom Hegna, author of Don't Worry, Retire Happy, for a free informational webinar. Eric and Tom will discuss how to maximize your Social Security benefits, strategies to protect your money from inflation, ways to get guaranteed lifetime income, and tested methods for paying unexpected healthcare costs. Spots are filling up fast, so reserve yours now. Go to WealthCreatorWebinar.com to find the day and time that work best for you. Don't put off planning for your retirement retirement future any longer. Sign up now for this free informational webinar with Tom Hegna and Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. Go to wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial. So, Eric, I thought we'd talk about some of the biggest potential threats to our retirement income. Tell us what they are.
Well, the biggest one is outliving your money. Hands down, always been the number one fear for people is, you know, having more life than money, as they say. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the old one, which we all heard of, is, you know, having all your eggs in one basket type of thing. And so, you know, having that diversification, having that money spread out, that's something that is really critical. I mean, it's tough right now because right now some of the high-tech stocks have done so well, and there's never a time when that's ever gone wrong, right? Oh, hold on.
Oops.
Oh, yeah, there was that dot-com thing, huh? Yeah, you definitely want to still to be diversified and probably even more so now. Obviously, taxes are going to go up. You know, if you listen to any political party that says taxes are going down, that's just dumb. We had the Trump tax law that came through and lowered taxes, which everybody loves. They didn't lower any spending, so go figure. We've got a huge, huge deficit. So, what if you cut your income and you spend the same, you have less money? Really? I don't know why the government still can't understand that. So at some point, taxes are going to, jolt back up. And whenever that happens, then that's one of those things where, we've got to watch out. So, there's the national debt has to get paid back somehow, some way. We've been running deficits forever. So, again, these are things that if you have stuff in Roth or stuff that's tax-free, you're going to be way better off down the road. And then lastly is just being unprepared. I mean, just people just show up at retirement, go, okay, I'm ready. No, it doesn't work that way. You got to plan ahead a little bit.
So those are really good risks, four risks that we're going to focus on today. And, as you said, the number one fear of Americans is still running out of money while in retirement. So can you talk about how living a long time amplifies that concern?
Well, of course, it used to be like 60 was, I don't know, at least when I was a kid, it seemed like 60 was pretty old.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I mean, I always remember my grandfather rafted the Colorado at 63, and we were all so shocked and amazed that he was able to do that. And nowadays, I think you have to be 100 to be jumping out of an airplane to get, to be a news story, right?
Right.
And so, it is amazing how things have moved on, right? The definition of old now, I've just been working with somebody who's 88, and she's almost 89. Totally, sharp as a tack, everything. The main reason she talked to us is this one bank was really messing her up, just charging her huge unnecessary fees. I mean, they charge her like $500 to buy a mutual ETF.
Oh, my.
That's like fees that are from the 80s or something. So, and it annoyed her so much, and she caught the fee, and then they did it again, and she's like, hold it, I told you to stop doing this. And right. So, what used to be super old nowadays is not as much, right? So how do you make that money last that long time? Because, most people are still working for the same amount of time. You may be working from 30, 35, 40 years, but now if you're going to be retired 20, 30, 40 years versus 10 or 15, wow, that money's got to last a lot longer than it used to. And, so that's why you have to have some guaranteed money. I mean, there's been a lot of studies that have come out and saying there's no way to succeed in retirement unless you have some sort of guaranteed kind of somewhat like a style pension income, which you can do with some insurance products as long as you pick the right one. So, that's one of the big critical things I think people need to be thinking about.
Yeah, your money really, really does have to work for you in retirement. And then, another thing that we didn't really talk about, but that this comes into play is your health in retirement. We know, that as we age, healthcare is going to be so expensive. And we know the number that Fidelity gives us, the average 65-year-old couple is going to pay about $300,000 on healthcare in retirement, not including long-term care. So let's go over again how you help retirees prepare for these high costs in retirement.
Well, the biggest one is just knowing about it. So, yeah. So many of us get so spoiled with our employer plans that, you know, you're paying, they're complaining, oh, I pay $100 or $200 or, you know, something that I think is ridiculously cheap because it's a small business. You know, we pay a fortune. If you're working for a big company, you pay almost nothing. Well, once you try to retire early, especially pre-65, you can count on easily $1,000 or more per person for health insurance. Now, once you hit Medicare age, you know, you might be down to, you know, $200 to $400 a month or something per person. So it is a lot more affordable. But that, again, doesn't cover all the co-pays and all the other stuff that you have to do. Dental that mostly now is all on you and not insurance and vision and, you know, so all that stuff. And then, of course, long-term care. I mean, long-term care insurance used to be good, but now we've seen the reality of it and it's horrible. I mean, it's absolutely downright awful. People are getting raises on their premiums of 100% or more. Mm-hmm. And they're stuck because you either get rid of something you've been paying for 10, 15, 20 years before you're probably right before you're about to maybe use it, or you keep paying these huge fees, or you reduce your coverage down and then you have almost nothing left. So it's not very good options at all. And so one of the things that you can do is there is some alternative products that you can use tied to life insurance, and those kind can be really great for getting you some good coverage that's going to be there for the rest of your life and that they can't screw around with. So one of the things that we do offer is this Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth, where you can figure out that income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy, all in one short document that says, here is the path I'm on, here's the direction I'm headed. And what we'll do is we'll find out where you're going, and then we'll tell you, hey, here's some things you might want to change. And then it's up to you if you want to take action again or not. So, you know, for the radio listeners, we've been waiving the planning fee for this. So our normal $1,500 planning fee, we're not charging. All you have to do is call 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. At Heckman Financial, their mission is to protect retirees from the high fees, like he was just telling that story about that lady, other risks in retirement. They want to help you create a retirement plan to withstand any type of storm so you can plan for the worst, hope for the best. Again, you can check Eric out on their website, wealthcreatorradio.com, and you can find out about any webinars that they might be having. So we're talking right now about big risks in retirement, and longevity is one of them. You know, living so long in retirement, our retirements are so different than our parents and our grandparents because we are living such a long time. Well, then, of course, we know that we're going to have inflation during the time we're retired. Prices are going to continue to go up. So that risk is something we also need to consider, don't we, Eric?
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, Social Security usually goes up a little bit. You know, there's every once in a while, probably about once every 10 years, there's a year where they have zero inflation increase. But, you know, typically it's 1-3%. The Fed actually says that they're going to let inflation go all the way up to 4%.
Hmm.
So what that basically means is, yeah, Social Security is probably not going to keep up with actual inflation, or it might at some point. But your other dollars are going to need to have more. I mean, you know, just think about what you made 30 years ago. Would you want to be trying to live on that income today?
No.
I'd say for most people, no. Right?
So no.
It's just all that same stuff, you know, the stuff that makes you feel old, you know, when you, you know, say, okay, I remember when Baskin Robbins was 25 cents a scoop, and, you know, now I don't even know, it's so expensive. So, so one of those things where, yeah, as that stuff goes up more expensive, yeah, you got to have more dollars. So if you said, hey, I need to live on $5,000 a month in retirement, and 20 years from now, you're still living on that same $5,000, well, ooh, that's not going to be buying the same amount of stuff, and you're not going to have the standard of living you want to have. That's why we have that planning process, that Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth, where we can help you figure out what should you do about the income plan, and then what investments should you have, how should you be doing your tax planning, how to get healthcare solved, and then what's the legacy options that you're going to do. So again, if that's something you want to do right now, for radio listeners, we're waiving our planning fee of $1,500. So all you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, leave us a message at 800-454-1184, or you can book an appointment online directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
It goes up, it goes down, sometimes slow, sometimes super fast. It can even take you on loops. I'm talking about a roller coaster, but we don't want our retirement to feel like we're on a roller coaster. That's coming up next with Eric. Stick around for more Wealth Creator Radio.
In a time of social distancing, your financial future doesn't have to take a back seat. Join Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and special guest Tom Hegna, author of Don't Worry, Retire Happy, for a free informational webinar. Eric and Tom will discuss how to maximize your Social Security benefits, strategies to protect your money from inflation, ways to get guaranteed lifetime income, and tested methods for paying unexpected healthcare costs. Spots are filling up fast, so reserve yours now. Go to WealthCreatorWebinar.com to find the day and time that work best for you. Don't put off planning for your retirement future any longer. Sign up now for this free informational webinar with Tom Hegna and Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. Go to WealthCreatorWebinar.com. That's WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
You are listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is offering a chance for you to create a retirement strategy with him. And together, you'll look at your income, your investments, tax strategies, healthcare planning, and even your legacy plan. Eric can help you create what he calls a blueprint to worryless wealth. He's offering this to you today. You can go in and see him complimentary about this. So first of all, I got to ask you, Eric, do you enjoy roller coasters?
Well, my older sons definitely do. My younger ones, probably not as much into them. I love them, but I do. Every once in a while, I get motion sickness. So,
yeah.
What was it? The crazy one is that Mount Everest ride in Animal Kingdom in Disney World, because that one goes backward and forward.
Yeah.
And, you know, that one kind of messes with me. But no, we actually love to do that. And yeah, no, I mean, I still remember when I was probably 14, I think, a friend of mine, we bought passes for Great America here, and they used to have this ride called the Edge, which was like an elevator ride. It would shoot you up, and then you'd free fall for a little bit, and then kind of slide down on your back, and then they'd flip you back upright. And that was at the back of the park, so I'm always good about strategy and stuff. And so anytime I go to an amusement park, we always start at the back and work our way forward, because everybody's lazy and goes to the first thing they see.
Yep.
And so we went back there with my friend and we rode that for an hour straight. So, yeah, you know, and that can be, you know, that was definitely fun.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could probably do that now. And definitely you know, for my dad who's retired, no, he would not be able to handle that at all. So, yeah, so the love of roller coasters does dissipate over time.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, and that's what I want to ask about, because being invested in the market can sometimes feel like being on a roller coaster ride, and you definitely don't want that thrill of being on a ride like that with your life savings in retirement. So as you're getting closer to retirement, should we just get off that roller coaster at a certain age, Eric?
Well, really, the correct answer is the word plan. You know, if you had a real plan, really what you should have is three types of money. So the market money is the roller coaster ride. So that's everything in stocks and bonds. And in essence, that's the only option on your 401k, unfortunately. Once you have IRA money or other funds, you know, then you can pick foundational money. So foundational money would be stuff that's guaranteed, can't go away. So this could be stuff from either a bank, insurance company, or the U.S. government. And then you can have some steady income money. So steady income money is typically like real estate funds or debt funds or mortgage funds, some sort of other type of asset class that's not tied to the stock market. So it's not on the roller coaster. It has a tiny bit of roller coaster to it, but it's not on a daily basis. So the benefit of having those different buckets is huge. And that's really kind of the answer. The roller coaster is, as you get older, you know, have a little bit less in the roller coaster side.
What's the risk, though, of being too conservative with our savings, Eric?
Well, of course, it's earnings, right? So when the rates are low and stay low and keep staying low and keep staying low, it's really hard, because especially if inflation's out earning your money, or if you're, you know, I've actually literally had somebody had a CD renewal from a pretty big bank that's into Stagecoaches. We won't name its name. but they actually sent her a renewal for her CD of 0.0. So they're going to pay her nothing but charge her a fee if she needs to take the money out.
Well,
I was like, what?
Good
No. So luckily she was paying attention and took that money out. But yeah, so you want to have some of that foundational money. Some of that money is guaranteed, but you still want to have some of that roller coaster money. And so, you know, it's really just as you get older, you want to, you know, start flipping that, those, you know, that balance around, right? So, you know, I think probably for the steady income money, people should have always at least about 10 up to 20% into the steady income. So this is stuff that pays you money ideally monthly, if not quarterly. And so that gives you cash flow. Now, when you're working, you don't necessarily need the cash flow. You can have it reinvesting someplace else. But again, it's just money that keeps coming in. You know, and that's not on that roller coaster. And then, you know, again, then the balance would be between the two ends, right? Well, how much do you have in the roller coaster and how much do you have guaranteed? Well, if you have 100% guaranteed, you better have a lot of money or you better have a pretty low standard of living and you can be successful. I mean, I literally have a client that's, you know, retired in Honolulu and she's loving life and she wanted to have everything in guaranteed money and she's got it all in guaranteed and it's all set. She doesn't look at the stock market or care about the stock market or anything. And she's living her life the way she wants to, hanging out with her grandkids who live out there and enjoying it. So you can't do that. It's just harder because you're going to have more money saved up.
And this is what you do. One of the very first things that you do with someone who comes in is you look at their income and you look for any gaps in their income and you figure out an income plan, don't you? It's all part of your blueprint to worryless wealth.
Exactly. So, you know, what we do really is first, what are they worried about? What's their concerns? And what's their dreams and goals? I mean, where do they want to be in retirement or whatever that definition of retirement is? For most people, it's not having to work. You know, it's not necessarily being on a rocking chair on the front porch kind of thing, but it's doing the stuff you want to do, not stuff you have to do. And then, you know, beyond that, what should we be doing with that money in terms of investments? How am I going to turn this pile of dollars into stuff that actually pays me income now? And of course, the roller coaster, if you're cashing in off the roller coaster and it's on a big dip right now, that's not a good time to be taking the money out. And so that's why you want to have some of those other options. And then, of course, taxes. How much are taxes going to take away from that along the way? Healthcare issues, of course, are big. And then, of course, lastly, legacy. Who's going to get your funds? So, you know, that process is called the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. And it's a trademarked process that we have here at Heckman Financial. And it's something that, you know, right now we're not even charging a fee for radio listeners. We normally charge $1,500 and we're waiving that fee. So again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, all you got to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. We thank you so much for listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, who has been doing this for 28 years. He is helping people retire, get into retirement, and head through retirement. He's offering to help you as well. So take him up on this phone call. You can call him and go in and get on his calendar. He would love to see you and help you with your retirement. Eric, what if you're not interested in investing in the markets in retirement? What would be some other options?
Yeah, there are some other options. I mean, there's stuff that's, if you want stuff guaranteed, jokingly use the whole, you know, there's no being a little bit pregnant or something like that, or, you know, whatever you want to call it. Sometimes people say, oh, this is less risky. And it's, no, it's still risky. So it depends if you want no risk or less risk, right? So no risk would be stuff like something from an insurance company or a bank. Well, banks, yeah, they're the lowest of the lows in terms of interest rates, right? If you're using an insurance company, I mean, the funny part is I had some people say, oh, no, because I don't want to do an insurance company because I heard this one person told me this one thing, this one time about something. And it's like, what? Did you really hear what you just said? You know, that's what I feel like saying. I can't say that, but it's just silly because it's like, okay, hold it. Just because somebody, you know, had a bad meal one time doesn't mean you never eat again, right? I mean, it's ridiculous. So, you know, and in this one case, it was a lady who's wanting to earn more money. She's annoyed at the banks and she wants to earn more. And I'm like, well, we can get you, you know, 1 or 2% more in a fixed annuity where it's guaranteed and they just pay you an interest rate. And at the end of 5 years, you get your money back and everything's guaranteed by the insurance company. And it's like, oh no, but you can't get your money. I'm like, no, you can. So you got to watch out for a lot of that other junk that's out there, I guess. And then, you know, there's fixed indexed annuities. Those are the really great kind. Those are ones where they're going to let you earn a percentage of a stock market index rate. Now, these things are not going to do with the same as the stock market because they have no risk, right? So if you're going to have no downside and you're just going to get a part of the upside, you're not going to get all the upside because we'd all just do that all day. It's going to be something where more likely you're going to probably average 3 to 6%, 3 to 7, maybe over time. And, you know, what I've used those since the mid 2000s is a bond replacement, you know, because bonds were low then and they're probably about twice as high as they are now. That's one of the things that can be a good tool. And then again, of course, you could do stuff that has some risk, but it is not truly guaranteed. You know, there are some what I call steady income options out there. Those usually pay on average around 5 to 7%, but they're not guaranteed. And so definitely a little bit different profile there. Again, that is why, you know, we do what we do. And, you know, if you want to sit down and just do a phone call with us, a 15, 30 minute phone call, just to find out what are your concerns, what are you worried about? And then we can see if you want to go through the whole planning process or not. But give us a call at 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book that phone call online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
In a time of social distancing, your financial future doesn't have to take a back seat. Join Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and special guest Tom Hegna, author of Don't Worry, Retire Happy, for a free informational webinar. Eric and Tom will discuss how to maximize your Social Security benefits, strategies to protect your money from inflation, ways to get guaranteed lifetime income, and tested methods for paying unexpected healthcare costs. Spots are filling up fast, so reserve yours now. Go to wealthcreatorwebinar.com to find the day and time that work best for you. Don't put off planning for your retirement future any longer. Sign up now for this free informational webinar with Tom Hegna and Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. Go to wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial, and I've got one of my monthly contributors here, Marilyn Brown Ross of Open Mortgage. Good to have you.
Good to be here.
So you're our reverse mortgage guru and expert, and this is a way to get some tax-free money out of your house, some ways to get it there without having to sell it and pay all those taxes and capital gains, and especially now, lose your Prop 13 tax basis. So talk to us a little bit about, you know, we always have to start this off, I think it seems like always the same way. You know, what it is and what it isn't and what the bank really doesn't get.
Right. Well, everybody has such a terrible opinion of reverse mortgage to this day. When I meet someone new, they go, oh, my goodness, that would be great. But however, I don't want the bank to own my house or the lender. And how that got started was back in the 80s when they came into being. That's exactly what happened. The lender would say, you want to do a reverse mortgage? We're going to go on your title. So you went to sell the house. They were your partner. They got half of your equity. But that only lasted such a short period of time, not even a year. But it was so terrible that people to this day still think that the bank owns the house with you. But it is not true. It is a lien, just like when you have a mortgage, let's say with anybody.
Any mortgage or home equity line of credit.
That's right.
Same thing.
It's a lien on the property. Nothing, your title remains the same. A reverse is exactly the same thing. The only difference with a reverse is you don't have to make a payment. And that really helps us as seniors when we're living on a fixed income. You can, if you choose to, you do a reverse mortgage and you come into some money or you have extra money, you can keep that paid down. You don't have to let it go. But the nicest part is something happens and you can't make the payment. No, you're in that house. The only way you can be foreclosed upon is if you do not pay your property tax, homeowner's insurance, and they say keep the house in decent repair. I mean, if you've got holes in the roof and everything's flooding, of course, that's not going to be good.
Not good.
No, but it's really wonderful for people that you can pull money out for any purpose you want. If it's in-home care, if it's just to get rid of your mortgage, anything, you can do anything you want with the money. There's no restrictions on it. And as you wonderfully pointed out, it is tax-free money.
Yeah. And I mean, one thing that I see a lot of times is people Like they'll combine their first and second and, you know, get maybe take some cash out to be able to afford to be retired and other stuff. And it's just like, why don't you just go get a reverse mortgage instead of increasing all this debt to try to live on it? Just get rid of the payment. And then.
And that's right. Because you increase that debt, your payments are going to go up and you're struggling as it is. So it makes no sense to go borrow and have more payments to make when this will take care of it. And the nice part is you can pay it down. There's no prepayment penalties. You can pay it down off. You can make, you come into some money, you pay it down 1 month, you got, hey, I've got an extra $1,000. And then you never make another payment the rest of the loan. I mean, it's just up to you. That's the nicest part.
Yeah. Yeah. And so just requirement-wise, you do have to be 62. So it's a little bit different because it's age-based.
Right.
Not really credit as much, but age-based.
Age-based, yes.
And so I know one thing that happened in 2021 that's a positive is the amounts went up, right?
Yes, max claim amount went up to $822,375. And it's gone up consistently over the last 5 years. It's been increasing. Oh, I've been in this business 15 years. And when I started, I honestly don't remember the exact amount, but it was in the high 200s, low 300. Yeah, so with time, of course. But now that's the HECM. That's the home equity conversion mortgage.
Not HECMN. But
no, heck, not HECMN. HECM. That is the government-backed loan. And that's the one. It has mortgage insurance on it. It's got everything.
And so, but these are also non-recourse, right? Meaning that you don't have any personal liability if you don't make a payment.
Absolutely. Right? They're non-recourse loans.
So if your house like falls down during an earthquake or whatever, you could walk if you really, you know, if it was that devastated, right? Or a house burnt down and you didn't have insurance, which you're supposed to have. But
of course you. Well, you would have to have insurance.
Yeah, you'd have to have it. But,
yeah, but that would be a requirement. But if, let's say the property values is the main thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think it's going to happen, but hey, we never know. Property values fall and you owe more than the house
is worth.
It's okay. You know,
you can walk away, or your beneficiaries can walk away and
right.
not owe a dime. And
that's right.
They're not going to go after your other assets, your IRA, your 401ks,
no,
or any of that stuff. So
this is a standalone loan. Nothing else is required. It's the lien on the property. So when you do a reverse, if you have a lien on your property, it has to be paid off. That's what the reverse will do. It'll pay off your lien. There may be money left over depending on you have a small lien on the property. It'll pay it off and you'll have a lot of money. You can leave it in a line of credit. You can take it out. There's several ways to do it. Same with the jumbo.
Mm-hmm. And even for the regular, the government one, there is actually a fixed rate option because I think that was one of the biggest things that, you know, detractors on reverse mortgages, they were always variable rate, which, of course, with historically low rates, right now they're really cheap. But
very cheap.
But if you do also have an option to lock in if you didn't need that much cash, right?
That's right. Or you could take it all. Well, with a fixed rate on the HECM, you have to take all the money. You can't leave any of it there. So let's say you have $500,000 available and your mortgage is $200,000. The mortgage gets paid off first. And that balance of the $300,000, you have to take it.
Okay.
You have to take it. You can't leave it in. The variable rate, you get the mortgage paid off, and that can stay in a line of credit, and that's got a growth rate to it. It's kind of like a savings account, only, of course, we don't say that. Because for tax consequences, it's just a line of credit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a growth rate. It is an interest.
So the line of credit gets bigger.
The line of credit gets bigger. Absolutely.
Yeah. And so then that way, you got more options in case you need to, you know, put a new roof on down the road, buy a new car, right?
Right.
Any of those expenses that happen, new fridge, water heater, whatever, all that junk that happens to.
And you don't start accruing interest that you owe until you move it from your line of credit. Just what you said. Let's say you need a new roof. I just had to put one on. So. So you move the money from your line of credit into your checking account. That's when you start accruing interest on it. As long as it's in that line of credit, it's got the growth rate. So it's growing while it's there. The minute you move it to use it, that's when you start accruing the interest. So it's really wonderful. People go, wow, I didn't really understand this. I've always heard such negative things. Once I sit down and show it to them on paper, explain it, then they go, this is really great. And of course, people like you, the financial. In the beginning, 15 years ago, it was like nobody wanted to talk about. you know, oh, those are terrible. But now, boy, we see a lot of the financial advisors and planners are using that as part of the retirement program.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's definitely for a lot of people, they can't, you know, maybe they did a good job saving, but maybe 08, 09, you know, took out some stuff, or they were out of work for a while with COVID or something, and, you know, they had some setbacks. And yeah, the amazing part is if you can get rid of, especially that mortgage payment, if it's, say, you're paying $2,000 or $3,000.
That's huge.
And, you know, to say, to keep the math easy, if it's $2,000, you probably need to take out $3,000 to net the $2,000. In retirement. So it's not really $2,000 mortgage. It's really a $3,000 monthly strain on your portfolio. And so if you don't have to take out that $3,000, wow, yeah. I mean, you know, that's going to be a lot more money there. The money's going to last a lot longer. And
right.
And it doesn't affect your, you know, the growth of your home or anything. Obviously, if the real estate market keeps going up, it's going to keep going up. Yeah, the loan's going to go higher.
Right.
But, you know, if you've got, say, a $1 million house growing at 3% and a reverse mortgage of, you know, 300 growing at even 5%. I mean, the growth rate on that $1 million is still going to be a bigger dollar number.
Right.
Yeah. And I think that's one part that people don't always get. And then obviously the other big, big one for you is, I think, home health care, right? I think you've said before that, what, at least a third, or is,
yes,
it more than a third?
It's,
you think,
more, I think, than,
okay,
because they get sick and nobody wants to go leave their home. And they can't afford, you know, sometimes it's 24-hour-a-day care. A lot of times it's just 8 or 10 hours, but boy, even at that, it racks up.
Oh, it racks up huge amounts of money. I mean, $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 a month is easily paid out on that. And so, you know, that's going to drain a lot of bank accounts or a lot of portfolios. And so, yeah, that's, again, another way to take that money out of the house. So if they wanted to get a hold of you and they wanted to kind of get that more information and get that customized quote, what do they do?
Give me a call. My number is 408-722-0010. 408-722-0010. And you're absolutely right. What I look at myself is just give you the options. I don't try to sell it. I put it all together in an easily read format, go over it, leave it with you, and you decide.
Yeah.
If you call me, great. If you don't, then at least you have your options. You may not need it today, but next year, 2 years.
Yeah, often it's a thing down the road that you,
exactly,
might want to know about. So, yeah. So, again, if you take some time and you know, definitely give her a call. Her link's also on our website at wealthcreatorradio.com. Great to have you.
Thank you. Great being here.
And with that, we'll be right back on Wealth Creator Radio.
In a time of social distancing, your financial future doesn't have to take a back seat. Join Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial and special guest Tom Hegna, author of Don't Worry, Retire Happy, for a free informational webinar. Eric and Tom will discuss how to maximize your Social Security benefits, strategies to protect your money from inflation, ways to get guaranteed lifetime income, and tested methods for paying unexpected healthcare costs. Spots are filling up fast, so reserve yours now. Go to wealthcreatorwebinar.com to find the day and time that work best for you. Don't put off planning for your retirement future any longer. Sign up now for this free informational webinar with Tom Hegna and Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. Go to wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Today, Eric is offering to help you with your retirement strategy. This is what he does. Together, you can look at your income, your investments, tax strategies, healthcare planning, and even legacy planning. He would love to help you create a blueprint to worryless wealth. So, Eric, we've come to a time in our show where we take either a financial fail or we take a success story. So today I thought it'd be good to discuss some challenges and risks that are existing in retirement. And you work with retirees every single day. So if you could give us an example of, you know, some people or even one person who's experienced one of those retirement obstacles that we need to learn from.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's not to, you know, laugh at them or
no.
call them out of their error.
Right.
It's more just to say, hey, this can happen to you, and you know, how can we prevent it, right? And so really what we're talking about today, it would be there's some challenges around 401k rollovers any really retirement rollover per se. But when you're leaving from your company plan, there are a couple things that you have to watch out for. I mean, I recently met with somebody who'd rolled all their money over, and they had a lot of company stock, and they rolled that straight to an IRA, moved the company stock in kind, meaning it wasn't sold. And so what's the problem with that? Well, had they withdrawn the stock at that time, they could have paid tax only on the cost basis of the stock. So say, over the years of working for that company, maybe they averaged $20 a share for the stock, and now it's worth $50. Well, had they rolled it out, they would have paid tax on the $20, but the $30 gain would be long-term capital gains, where they could take it as they need it whenever they want to. They could even leave it to their kids, and it'd be a step-up in basis, and there'd be no tax due. So, there's a lot of benefits to that. And unfortunately, they didn't even know about it. They didn't get educated. Nobody told them. They're one of these things where, hey, let's do this all online. And lots of times, these programs don't ask that. And then the other problem that they had, too, is they had some after-tax money in there, which they could have rolled to, where the company, when they paid them out, they said, well, here, we'll just send you the check for the after tax. And they said, well, that sounds cool. Everybody likes money, especially if it's tax-free. But that money could have been rolled over to a Roth IRA, and it could have been growing tax-free for the rest of their life. If that's something you want to take advantage of and you want to learn a little bit more and get a plan in place, let us help you create that blueprint to worry less wealth. Absolutely no obligation. Right now, we're waiving our fee for radio listeners. So this is something that you can get now, not $1,500, but no cost. Again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, give us a call, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.